This is Ed McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
BMP Network.
This is Ashton Kutcher calling from Mark Snyder.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
How are you?
That's me. I'm good. How are you?
Good. We had you on the show last year.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember or not.
No, I do remember. You're a tough guy to get a hold of, you know that?
Why?
I don't know. Your line's always busy.
It is always busy. And it's because people want to talk to me.
Well, I understand why.
They want to sell me insurance. They want to sell me phones. Anyway, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's interesting. The last time we spoke, That 70 Show was fairly new. You weren't sure I was going to do. Now it's a big hit.
Yeah, now we're doing all right. Yeah, now we kind of always had confidence in it, but now it's like, it's taking off.
A little bit more secure now?
Yeah, we got picked up for 2 more years, so I have a job for 2 more years, which is kind of a good thing.
That is kind of a good thing.
Pretty happy about that.
I think it's one of the great things I'm watching in the show. I think the writing is really superb.
I think that the writing just gets better and better and better every week for me. And I mean, they're great.
And they're always giving you some fun things to do.
Yeah, I always get to, dress up like a woman or, do something idiotic.
Yeah, actually, I understand you're going to be having some terrible injury.
Terrible injury.
Yeah.
Oh,
just like a shoulder, I guess, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Mm.
One thing to another. Last year I had a dislocated shoulder from falling out of the water tower. This year, my injury is probably going to be more of my girlfriend than anything.
Well, they're going to be showing this coming week. And just for those folks who have been with their heads in the sand. I know that most of you were listening yesterday when Topher Grace was on, but Ashton is with That 70 Show, which now airs on Monday nights. And as a matter of fact, through February, it will have two issues, two episodes, a new one at 8 o'clock and a repeat at 8:30. And as an intro, the one coming up this week is the one where really lit up a party.
Yeah, so to speak, right.
Yeah. You were really burning with fun and really fired up.
Burning with fun, yeah. I was really? Pretty fired up, yeah. To have a party. And, and then, of course, things don't go as Jackie planned.
Not at all.
They don't go as I planned either, really. So.
Jackie's kind of an interesting character.
Yeah, she's a little bit different, right?
She would, I think she's a very, very pretty girl, obviously, in real life, but...
Oh, yeah, she is.
Yes, she's lovely, but the character's...
She's a spark plug,
She's annoying.
Yeah, well, she's younger than the rest of us, We're all like seniors, and she's like a sophomore.
Yeah, she's
so she's kind of that annoying little bug that won't, you just can't get rid of.
She's clingy.
She's very clingy.
Yeah.
Very just, brr, she goes like 100 miles an hour. but she's like actually, in real life, she's younger than all of us, so it kind of, it motivates that in the show, you can really, because there is like an age gap, that you can really tell, like, even in like common conversation that we have. But, so it kind of really comes off on the show, which is great.
You've got, on February 14th, one of my favorites of all time as a guest on your show. Actually, a few of them. What a huge cast on that February 14th show. But you've got Tommy Chong.
Yeah.
That must have been fun to work with him.
Yeah, he's great.
Were you a Cheech and Chong fan when you were growing up?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
But he had like a 4-episode arc in our show. So he's going to be around for a little while.
That is cool.
Yeah, and he's really funny. Really,
and
really funny.
You also have one of my favorite beauties on that show. There's a few of them, actually. Barbara Carrera and Christina Weyburn. But Maude Adams, who I loved in Tattoo. That was an incredible movie. Did you ever see that movie?
No, I haven't.
You got to go rent it. You'll see Maude Adams with no clothes on.
Tattoo?
Yeah.
All right.
Write it down. Bruce Dern is in that. He was a psychopath, and Maude Adams was pretty much naked through most of the movie.
Wow.
So
Tattoo?
You'll get to know her.
Who was the director?
I don't know. No, it was a long time ago.
I'll find out.
That movie was old. It's been out for probably 20 years or something. But you got to check it out, and you'll see what Maude looked like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I have to.
Oh my! As a matter of fact, you know, there's a few movies out there of Tanya Roberts around too.
Yeah, I know about those.
Yeah, she was a lovely lady. She still is beautiful.
Yeah, she still is. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the rest of the cast members. I understand most of you guys are pretty close.
Yeah, we're all like best buddies. I moved out here, basically just because of the show,
mm-hmm.
and so I really didn't know anybody. So those guys all became my friends, and that's still even today, we're all just best buddies.
Mm.
You know, which makes it, once again, makes it a lot easier on the show. So we don't have to act like we're friends. We just are, you know?
Exactly.
So we don't have to, you know, there's no acting involved. And the only thing we have to do is read our lines.
So how did Bonnie and Terry Turner find you?
I came out here for an audition, just for the show, basically. It was my first day in L.A.,
Wow.
Yeah, I went on an audition and did well, I guess.
Oh, weren't you a model at one point, too, in New York?
Yeah, I was, you know, I was around New York and over in Europe doing that for a little while.
Mm.
And, you know, I just decided to kind of give the acting thing a shot. So I went on, like, three auditions, basically.
Now you actually have a new movie out, too, Down to You, right?
Yeah, I have a small part in Down to You. Which,
yeah.
I played Jim Morrison. In the movie, which
wow.
It's fun. It's not actually like Jim Morrison of the Doors, the guy who thinks that he is Jim Morrison of the Doors. But yeah, so that's kind of the character. It's just a fun little. I'm only in like two scenes. And
did you get to act with any of the big stars of the movie?
Yeah, I did a scene with Freddie, and I did a scene with Julia Stiles.
Mm.
And you know, it was fun.
And you're going to be also in a new movie called Coming Soon?
Coming Soon I did a while ago, and I haven't...
It's an old bio.
I don't even know what has happened to it. It was an independent, and I don't know if it was ever released or what was... It was Gabby Hoffman, but I'm not sure what happened.
Well, you can be betting that the bigger that 70s show gets, the more chance that movie gets released.
Yeah, right.
Real quickly, whether you want it to or not.
Then I did another movie called Reindeer Games with John Frankenheimer that's going to be coming out, I think, in like 2 or 3 weeks, maybe.
That was with Ben Affleck, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Charlize Theron,
yeah.
And Clarence Williams, and Gary Sinise. And
Clarence Williams III?
Yeah.
Link from Mod Squad?
Yeah.
Cool.
That was really cool, too. I have like a really small part in that as well. But, just to work with John Frankenheimer and like Gary Sinise. And
do you have anything lined up for this summer's hiatus?
I'm working on it, man. I have an audition this morning before I go into work.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens to that.
You mentioned going to work. What kind of hours are you working on that 70s show?
You know, it depends. Like on, you know, Monday through Wednesday, it's kind of like 10 till 3. You know, and then Thursday we usually go in at about 8, and we end up there until about 8 or 9 at night. And then on Friday we go in at about noon, and we get out at about 11 o'clock.
Mm. Is Friday the filming day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a nice schedule.
It sounds pretty good. Yeah.
Well, listen, Mark, I'm going to have to let you go.
Oh, I'm going to have to let you go because you have to go do other interviews. But
that's right.
Ashton, thanks so much for giving us a call, and great luck with that 70s show.
So thank you.
Take care.
You too, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye.